Okay, no intro music this time, just straight to it. I took a little trip this weekend, hoping to get away on the last weekend before Illini football starts. So I'm nowhere near a keyboard and or any type of internet connection. But I do have the ability to record one of these and to hopefully find enough of a cell signal to upload it to the blog. And so that's what I'm going to try to do. Why am I doing this when I'm on a little vacation? Because it should be fairly obvious. My favorite player, the guy who I stayed up, barely slept the night before signing day in January, I guess February of 2009, because I was frightened he was going to decommit and go to Oklahoma. The guy I got to interview at Camp Rantoul, my favorite recruit the last 5 years, Terry Hawthorne, is out for 6 to 8 weeks. I appreciate all of the phone calls. I've gotten phone calls, texts, emails, and even a few messages here and there on various internet sites and comments saying, "Are you okay? Should we put you on suicide watch?" The answer is no. The sun will rise. We'll all be good, and this and that. That said, we are. I look at it like this. Here's my opinion. College football is a strange sport in that you have 88, 92 players on the roster, 85 scholarship guys, and maybe five or seven walk-ons that are gonna contribute. So with 22 starters and maybe 88 guys, you have theoretically four guys at each position. So in that sense, your favorite baseball team, the third baseman goes down. You look in the minor leagues, is this guy ready, and this and that. Pro football team, it's simply you basically have one backup at each position. Is that guy going to be able to do it? College football, there's four guys. What does that allow? That allows for much optimism. It usually allows for much optimism. What it allows for is that, you lose your, say, oh, I don't know, starting cornerback, and you can say, well, we've got this guy and this guy and this guy. And, well, this guy was a high recruit and he's been there 2 years. Maybe he's ready. Maybe it's his time. Patrick Nixon Yeoman. Oh, maybe this is his time. As you can spin a lot of things. We have 10 wide receivers on the roster. So, hey, maybe we'll try Jack Ramsey at corner. Maybe we'll try Steve Hull at safety. We can just move, mix and match. Okay. College football gives you the option of all these players to mix and match and do that. But for most situations, well, let me just say it this way. This is not most situations. This is where last year, say November, I would have counted nine safeties we would have for the fall of 2010. There are now two of those guys left. Cornerback, it might be, I don't know, if Tavon Wilson goes to safety, is it Justin Green and what? Miami Thomas is, he's not 100% back healthy, but he needs to be in there. Point is this: when you reach this point, it affects the whole team. When you get to the point where you lose Walt Akins, you lose Terry Hawthorne, and you lose Shupo Sani all in a week, I don't care what team you are, I don't care how many backups you have, it's affecting your defense. The natural thing as a college sports fan is to just always go with, oh, you know what? Well, hey, maybe it's time for, oh, Justin Green. Oh, well, maybe we could, I'm past that point. I don't think there's anywhere to spin this. It's punt return, kick return. I guess it's Ramsey now. I mean, Hawthorne was going to be the guy. I was so excited to see him take his first punt against Missouri. I so wanted to have a Jeremy Maclin moment. And now that's not going to happen. And so this affects special teams. This affects the defense. We have a new scheme and guys switching over from offense. I don't see any way this game on next Saturday is going to be at all. I don't know. I'm scared to death. So that's me on vacation. No suicide watch, but I'm really not looking forward to Saturday. Talk to you soon.